Welcome to My Aligned Purpose Podcast. My name is Nicole Krohn. I am co-CEO of our company along with my biz bestie, Kayla Pilecki. Together, we replaced our full-time salaries with our online business, and now we show women from around the globe how to do the same thing. I am a teacher of neuro-linguistic programming, online business, and a huge lover of all things manifestation, spirituality, and energetics. If you came to this podcast because you're looking to exit your 9-to-5 to start and grow and expand your online business, then you've arrived to the right place. In our first 3 years, we became a 7-figure company, and we've supported over 1,000 women through our signature programs, Align CEO Method and Align Business School. Here on TGIM, I support you with your mindset, money, motivation, energetic upgrades, and all things online business. My desire is that from listening to these episodes, you're motivated to start that side hustle, begin the podcast, write the book, and quit that soul-sucking office job you don't love anyway. I'm here to show you every step of the way. We've heard from so many that our podcast is binge-worthy material, and so we trust you'll feel the same way. Leave it to me to provide you with all of the vision expansion tools, confidence, and a dose of humor that you need to attract the people, places, experiences, and things in your life that you desire. Thank you for listening to our show, and now let's get into the good stuff. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of TGIM. Thank goodness it's Monday. I'm your host, Nicole Krohn. And today's episode, I think, is going to be just the thing that you might need to hear, especially as you'll be diving into this episode when it is the solar eclipse in Aries on Monday, April 8th. It is high energy. It's intense energy. It is emotional energy. And I want to say some things that will either ruffle your feathers or get you right back into the headspace that I know you all want to be in. And so today I want to talk about, I know that there could be more, but I want to talk about 5 things that I personally think are making you poor or are keeping you poor. And if even hearing that like poor signals something in you that's, it makes you upset or it makes you mad or it makes you think I'm coming from a state of privilege or whatever it might be, I invite you to lean into that and to stay with me for this episode, because I'm not talking one particular way of being. I'm not saying that you earn a certain income and that makes you poor. I'm talking about the ways that you're self-sabotaging, the ways that you're holding yourself back, the ways that you're putting your health on the back burner, the ways that you are not earning financially the potential that you could be earning at. And so I just want to call it out. And this is actually a conversation stemmed from my husband and I talking about the up level of identity it takes to move past old habits and things that hold you back, or patterns or beliefs from perhaps when you're growing up, your childhood, your circle of influence. And then at some point, hopefully, we all get this opportunity to learn that, oh, I could be living my life a different way. There's different mentors and different people who could expand my way of thinking. There's different books I can be reading and say, information I can be listening to. I can become a learner of the life that I want to live. And so we were talking about these habits that create a poor mindset, that create a poor lifestyle, and therefore create a poor sense of being. And so that's what I want to talk about today. Before I get into it, I want to just remind all of you that we are hosting our 4th annual Aligned Retreat happening next month, May 31st, Saturday, June 1st, and Sunday, June 2nd. So it's all day Friday, all day Saturday, and in the morning on Sunday. This open event, anybody can attend, is hosted at Oak Bay Beach Hotel here in Victoria, BC. And the event is going to take place from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. each day, Friday and Saturday, and 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. on Sunday morning. We have women flying in from all over the globe. We have women flying in from New Zealand, Britain, the Netherlands, Los Angeles, Ohio, across the United States, across Canada, and that's just what we know of. We're sure that more of you will end up joining us. It is going to be an inclusive weekend where everybody gets to feel seen, heard, and felt, an opportunity to make deeper connections, find your people. We're going to really put the laptops away and dive into relaxation and self-care. We have the best of the best facilitators and practitioners hosting with us that weekend. So myself and Kayla will be the main hosts of the retreat. Then we also have Jackie McDonald coming in from Kelowna, who is an expert EFT facilitator. This will be her third year coming to our retreat because she's just that good. This is our second year in a row bringing back Kyla Gagnon, who is a master breathwork facilitator. Kyla is the best of the best in her field, and so we had to bring her back for a second year. We also have this year Sarah Lee, who is a physician, coach, and sound bath facilitator, taking us through a sound bath journey to kick off one of the days. And then we also have Kate Steele, who is a local musician who plays acoustic music and is a singer-songwriter, and she's going to be serenading us one of the evenings after dinner. Your meals are included, breakfast and dinner on Friday and Saturday, and then breakfast again on Sunday morning. You can take care of yourself over the lunch hour. Maybe you want to go to one of the restaurants that are in the resort or take yourself downtown. Maybe you want to kick back in the mineral pools or book yourself in for a spa treatment. We will have breaks scheduled in every day at lunchtime. Other than that, your ticket gets you a full access pass to the full weekend. So again, it includes your breakfast and dinner on Friday, breakfast and dinner on Saturday, breakfast on Sunday. These are all five-star chef curated meals by the team at Oak Bay Beach Hotel. It includes your ticket to the three-day event with the four guest facilitators plus myself and Kayla. You are just responsible to get your own room. You can stay at Oak Bay Beach Hotel. If you're local, then you can head back home in the evening if that feels better for you and come back and join us for 9 a.m. in the morning. So I just want to make sure that I touch on this retreat. The tickets are still available until the end of the month, until the end of April. And you can come by yourself or bring a friend, a sister, your auntie, whatever feels good to you. All right, let's get into it. Today, I do want to, as I mentioned earlier, talk about the complexities of how you might be keeping yourself poor. And we're going to explore the subtle yet powerful factors that I think keep people, yourself, a past version of myself, and maybe even a version of myself right now. I'm sure there's always room to grow in a cycle of a poor lifestyle, poor habits, poor behaviors, poor mindset. And I want to start off with the first factor, which I think is playing small. When you play small, you are keeping yourself poor. How many times have you dimmed your own light? Like truly, how many times have you said, I'll shy away from this opportunity, or I won't speak up, or you settle less for what you know you deserve? Playing small is like building invisible walls around yourself. It really is. You start to put up, you stunt your growth, you put up these walls, you limit your potential. And all because of what? Because of your fear of failure. Because of your fear of success, your fear of the unknown. But when you can break free from this mindset, you will be able to move into new levels. And when you can play bigger, and if you treat life and business like a game, we don't have to take it so seriously. And when you can treat it like a game and you can play a bigger game, when you can show up in your fullness, when you can take up space, when you can express yourself, when you can speak your truth, when you can enter a room and all eyes come on you and you can confidently stand there knowing that you can take up space, that you get to say what you want to say, that's going to require courage. And it's also going to ooze confidence. And confidence, I believe, is a magnet to whatever it is that you're calling in this moment in time. And this, to stop playing small and to truly start playing a bigger game, you have to start to embrace your worth. You really do. And to embrace your worth, you have to know your worth. And if you don't know what your worth is, then I encourage you to begin to do some self-reflective work. What do you want to be worthy of? What did you once believe you were worthy of, but it got taken away from you by a person, a place, or experience, or something like that? What will allow you to step outside of your comfort zone? Because when you can step outside of your comfort zone, I'm sure you've all heard this, but the comfort zone is where our dreams go to die. When you can step outside of your comfort zone and say, hey, I'm here and I'm trying, that's all we can ask of ourselves is to try. I'm trying to play a bigger game. I know you will feel wealthy. That's the opposite to being poor. Not rich, wealthy in abundance, wealthy in experiences, wealthy in time, wealthy in health, wealthy in love, wealthy in our finances. Don't you all want that? I want that. I know the people I surround myself with, they want that. We want to feel wealthy in abundance of health, happiness, wealth, love, experiences, joy. But you're not going to experience that if you keep playing small. I find it so painful to watch the women that I know keep playing a small game when I know there is so much opportunity for them. So much opportunity exists for so many of you listening, and you are the only thing, the only reason that you're in the pressure cooker. You're putting yourself in the pressure cooker, and it's time to stop. Next up, oh my goodness, is I cannot believe how many people are keeping themselves poor, not experiencing true wealth in so many areas of your life because of perfectionism. It is the silent, sneaky killer of your progress. Every single time you press pause, you hesitate, you slow yourself down or completely halt doing something because you don't think it's perfect enough, you have just slammed your foot on the brake of your own progress. You've said, no, I actually don't want results. No, I actually don't want to meet the person. No, I don't want money. No, I don't want the business of my dreams. I don't want that. That we have to be able to take personal responsibility. And personal responsibility lies within the fact of something is holding you back from moving forward. And if you believe that you have to create something that is perfect before you can put something out there, you have been told a lie. Perfectionism doesn't exist. And so if you are truly battling or struggling with perfectionism, know that the way to start to beat this nasty little mindset, because that's what it is, it's a mindset, is to start to take action, start to try putting things out, knowing it's not perfect, 80% done, without overlooking it, without overthinking it. How many of your dreams have been crushed under your weight of perfectionism? We live in a world that glorifies all this like flawless execution, putting the flawless filters on Instagram and having, I just think like all of these like curated experiences, the highlight reel, it doesn't exist. And people don't relate to that. One of the things that people tell me all of the time in the DMs that they love about this podcast is that they know I'm being real. Because if you have a conversation with me outside of this podcast, I talk this way and I talk about these things. And these are things that are important to me. And I put the same fiery passion and intense energy into my face-to-face conversations with people as I do as talking to you through this microphone into your ear. Because I don't try and make this perfect. I stumble and I say, and yes, there is a way to edit this podcast and we do our best, but we don't edit it to perfection. That is not the goal. Edit the podcast to perfection. What does that even mean? Perfectionism doesn't exist. It's a total mirage. It's a total illusion, and it is keeping you perpetually dissatisfied and stuck in your own cycle of self-doubt. And I've had enough of it. If you do not feel wealthy in your business, wealthy in your experiences, wealthy in your creation, it is because perfectionism is keeping you poor. But here's the thing, is that imperfection is where your growth can thrive. It's in that messy, imperfect journey that we actually discover what is our resilience, what makes us strong, where can we, you know, cultivate our strength. It was only through trial and error, imperfect action, imperfect strength and resilience that I was able to get here. And I'm not perfect. I actually have never been a perfectionist. I've never aimed to create things perfect. I've always been a kind of like good and done for me and get it out there. And I have coached over 1,000 women in the last 3.5, almost 4 years. And this is the top three things that Kayla and I see holding people back. Perfectionism is one of them. Lack of confidence is another one. And lack of clarity is the third. Top three things we see holding women back, perfectionism. And I think about how when I had the Omework Project, which was my nonprofit that I started in 2017, if I tried to do that perfect, I don't think I'd be here right now. I think I would have taken completely different courses of action and sought out different mentors and required different skill sets and studied and learned different things. So it was all through the, I want to have a business. I want to help people. Who do I want to help? Women. Okay, I thought I wanted to help younger women. Now I realize I actually prefer a more mature woman that I'd like to work with. Like, it's through all of this trial and error, through the messy middle, that we start to land on, oh, this is what I actually want. But if you are trying to take the path of perfectionism, you're just like beating yourself down the whole way, not even enjoying the journey towards a goal that you're never going to meet. That's it. That is what I would say my definition of perfectionism is: having a really shitty journey along the way to an unobtainable outcome. What? Why are you doing that? So you need to let go of perfect. This is your permission. Embrace your flaws and be vulnerable. I connect personally with women who are vulnerable, and vulnerable women connect to me. And we see when the women inside of our communities open up and are vulnerable, women connect with them and they have more people who want to be their accountability buddies or who want to network with them or get to know them further or want to support them. But those who keep themselves trapped in perfectionism, people see that and they think that your standard is perfect. And they're never going to meet that or relate to that. So then people actually don't want to connect with you. People actually don't like perfect. So if you are thinking that if you create something for it to be perfect, that it will, then you'll have your like claim to fame or then things will work out for you. That's actually not how it's going to go, because the human population is wired for connection, and connection comes from vulnerability. And vulnerability means being able to say, I'm not perfect, because it doesn't exist. Okay, my third thought here, the thing that is keeping you poor or making you poor, however you want to look at that, is the fear of selling. The fear of selling, whether it's your own product or service. So many people cringe at the thought of sales. But the truth is that we're all always selling. We're all incredible saleswomen. From trying to convince somebody to go to your favorite restaurant with you, or check out your favorite park, or let's go walk your favorite trail. That's all persuasion to your friends, your family, or your network or whatever, to try something out that you're recommending. It's selling. Yeah, maybe it doesn't have a price tag on it, but it's your practice in sales. And if you create something that you genuinely love, you're allowed to put a price tag on that. Almost everything has a price tag in life these days. Why can't your creation have a price tag on it as well? And why can't you sell it? Because you know what I think it is? I think it's fear of rejection. I think there's a lot of people who are so afraid of hearing no, or that's stupid, or why would I want that? Or yours isn't as good as this person's, or yours is more expensive, or whatever it might be. It's the fear of rejection. And I'm telling you, you have to get over that. It is keeping you poor. It's keeping you in this like low level of mindset. Your lifestyle habits and behaviors are a reflection of what you think and believe. And if you think that what you're creating is not worth selling, you have a poor mindset. And I want to help you fix it. And if you're feeling really triggered by this, if you don't keep hearing the word poor, if you're feeling like, I'm not poor, how come rich people can be bad? Again, because I don't think the opposite of poor is money. It's a lifestyle thing. It's a habit. It's an identity. It's a behavior. The opposite of poor is wealthy in abundance, wealthy in experiences, wealthy in emotion we want to be in, joy, love, gratitude. Wealth can be the amount of money in your bank account that can allow you to have incredible opportunities and experiences and choices. Wealth can be finding the love of your life and feeling like nothing could feel more wealthy or abundant than that. Wealth is your health. That's going to be the fifth one that we talk about here. When I say that we're all salespeople and you've applied for a job before, you've applied to a school before, you've applied for a position in something, and I know that you've done some sort of selling yourself, or lack of a better term would be convincing, of why somebody should pick you, choose you, whatever it might be. All of that is selling. I like to tell our clients inside of Align CEO Method, when they're having difficulty with the feeling of being the salesperson in their business, which, if you didn't know, The majority of small business owners are their own sales team until you can get to a place where maybe you hire someone, you are going to be your own salesperson. So what I tell the women inside of Align CEO Method who are struggling with identifying as the salesperson on their team or even wanting to sell to people, I remind them that I replace the word selling with being of service. I know that when I invite people into Align CEO Method or Align Business School or any of the programs or services that we have, I'm being of service to them. I know that we have a product that can change their life. I know that by committing to Align CEO Method, for example, which is a $12,000 program, break that down, call it $1,000 a month. I know with that investment, you can make way more than $1,000 a month if you come in and commit to the calls and the trainings. That's all it is. Imagine if you could 10 times that and you could have $10,000 months, pay your $1,000 a month to Align CEO Method and have an extra $9,000 a month that you don't have right now, all because I'm open and willing to give you the opportunity to say, do you want to be in our program? But if I was afraid to do that, we wouldn't have women join us. And we have 35 incredible women inside of Align CEO Method right now. And I'm open to more. If you're listening to this and you're thinking today's the day, then send us a message. Let's make you number 36. Let's get you enrolled. We just had somebody enroll a few weeks ago. We'd love to have you enroll today. By me selling right now, by telling you how incredible this program is, that's me selling / AKA being in service. That's how simple it is to sell when you truly believe that the product or service that you have can help somebody. And it doesn't have to be a groundbreaking transformation. This is what I always tell people inside of our program as well. For example, I was looking for somebody to be a new nail technician for me because I couldn't really find a nail salon that I like to go to, and I like to get my nails done. The problem I have that needs to be solved from a business owner is I want gel manicured nails, and I can't and won't do that for myself. And I want it done by somebody good that I trust and that I know uses clean products, non-tox products. And so a friend referred me to Blush Nail Salon, shout out to them, not sponsored, here in Victoria. That business solved my problem. They're not solving world hunger. We're not solving the education issue. We're not solving the global health crisis or the housing situation. But the problem they are solving is a problem that I had, which is I want better nails. This is what I'm telling you. Stop overthinking it. Stop thinking that because your business doesn't solve some global problem that you can't sell. You can. If you can be of service to one person, you can most likely be of service to many. And let's get your business out there. But the more that you have a fear of selling, the more you are keeping yourself small, keeping yourself poor, keeping yourself away from a wealthy mindset. All right, the fourth one is I cannot stand all of these get rich quick schemes that are blowing up on the internet right now. I'm not going to name any names, but there are some people out there, digital creators, who are saying, buy my ebook for $97 and then learn how you can turn around and make $50,000 this month with your own digital downloads. And what people aren't paying attention to is that those people have massive audiences. They built their business off of another business previously. Every single person I've looked into that has had massive success of having tons and tons of people buy their $29 offer or their $97 offer has massive, I'm talking multiple hundreds of thousands of people on their Instagram. So of course, when you have a huge audience that you've built up from another business that you worked your ass off to do, then yeah, you can turn around and say, it's as simple as create an ebook and sell it. I'm telling you right now, I wish it were that simple, but it's not. And you want to know how we can all know it's not that simple? Everybody'd be fucking millionaires if it was that simple to create a $97 ebook and put it on the internet. It's clearly takes more work and more effort. And if you want to build a business that means something, that creates impact, that supports people, that has systems so you can take time off and your business keeps running. If you want a business where in 3-5 years, your business will still be running, not, oh, what $97 offer can I still sell in 5 years from now? If you want that groundedness and self-assuredness, you have to stop buying into the quick get-rich schemes. Another thing I think is really interesting is when people are afraid to invest in maybe a larger investment, something that's $500 to $1,000 a month or more. If we're looking again, say at Align CEO Method, If you broke that down over 12 months, you would pay $1,000 a month. And there's people who are afraid to do that, yet will keep spending $100 here, $250 there, $397 here, and buying all these little courses, but then not taking action on them because the accountability is not there. So you can keep buying little $100, $300 courses and hoping that will get you to where you want to be. Or you can trust yourself that investing in a program that holds you accountable, because that's what we all actually need. Otherwise, we would just Google everything. Accountability is what we're paying for. You would see such a difference. You would see such a difference because the reality is that true wealth is built brick by brick, not overnight. It really is. If you talk to anybody who is truly wealthy financially, truly wealthy in their health, truly wealthy in their mindset, it is their identity. It's their habits and the behaviors. It's what they're doing every day. For example, if we look at the brick by brick in the health version of being wealthy, you can choose every day to eat something nourishing and drink lots of water and move your body day by day. But if you've been eating pounds of french fries and burgers and feeling really lethargic and tired, and then you eat one salad, the equivalent to your get rich quick overnight scheme, eat one salad because somebody told you that a salad will make you feel energized and have the body you want, and you're wondering why that one salad didn't do it for you, it's because that's not how it works. Anything good is worth waiting for, and anything good takes time. We do not plant the seed and have the fruit the same day. You know what I'm saying? So if you are seeing people out there selling you these, get my ebook and then become really rich overnight, I need you to be smarter than that. I need you to tap in and tune into your own judgment and intuition of what is the support that you really need that's going to support you to feel wealthy, not poor. We're not trying to expend all our money here, there, and everywhere, and then feeling like we're not getting anywhere. That would actually leave us to feeling poor. So I just really want everybody to put the distractions away that are pulling you further and further from your goals. And instead of chasing quick fixes, focus on lifestyle, focus on longevity. Who do you want to become? What are your habits? What are your patterns? What are your behaviors? What are your buying qualities like? All of these things you get to take into consideration if they move you closer to your goals, feeling wealthy, or further away from your goals, feeling poor. And instead of chasing all of these quick fixes again, invest in yourself, invest in your education, hone in on your skills, stay committed to your journey, and know that your true success and my true success and everybody's true success, whatever you define success, is going to take time and effort. Because if it were easy, everyone would be doing it. Everybody loves that quick fix. And last but not least, let's talk about feeling wealthy in our health. I recently heard somebody say that when you're healthy, you wish for many things. And when you're not healthy, you wish for one thing, to be healthy. And that rang so true to me because I thought about every single time I've ever had a stuffed nose. I've thought, oh my goodness, I'm taking every day I take for granted how good it feels to have clear pathways when my nose isn't stuffed. But as soon as my nose is stuffed, I'm like, oh my gosh, the only thing I want right now is to have my nose not be stuffed. And that's like such a minor thing on the scale of health. I fortunately never really get sick. I really focus on checking in with my body and my mind every day and seeing what she wants and what she needs because I want to be so wealthy in my health. That is my top priority. Health is wealth in my books, number one. And then everything else gets to come second from that. My body is my best friend. I want my body to be with me as long as possible. And I want to honor her and take care of her and listen to her. And in order to do that, I have to truly believe that health is wealth. And if you don't believe that health is wealth, then you'll feel poor in your health habits. You'll feel like you're making decisions that actually don't contribute to the overall goal, which is to enjoy this journey, to enjoy day by day, because how we live our days is how we live our lives. And that is ultimately how I want to conclude this episode. I wanted to talk to you all about the five ways that I think you're really holding yourself back. If any of these resonate with you, I would love to hear. And when I say you, I know that I'm talking outwardly, and it's broad and it's vague, you may not feel like all five apply to you, but I guarantee you might feel like you're playing small, or that you're trying to perfect things, or that you're afraid to sell, or that you're trying to chase this like get rich quick overnight thing that you think you see other people doing. And lastly, you're not prioritizing yourself, your health, your well-being. If any or all of these apply to you, I encourage you to sit with them and think, what could I, you the listener, what could I take control of? What do I want to change? What habits, what patterns, what behaviors do I want to practice and begin taking action on so that I can see a difference? And if you want support with these, again, you know where we are, how to find us, mylinepurpose.com, mylinepurpose on Instagram, mylinepurpose on Facebook, our email, connect@mylinepurpose.com. We want to chat with you. If you feel like you want to explore what it's like to work with us, to be in this energy all of the time, to have 2-to-1 coaching with myself and Kayla, to be around those other women, to be in these conversations, to have us there when you're having these mindset dips or these doubts and insecurities as a business owner or in your business, or if you're honestly just feeling really stuck in how to grow, I mean, take it from us. We learned really quick how to scale and expand our business, and we want to share that with you if that's where you're at. Some people just want to get started and others are looking for that expansion opportunity. And whether you are in the beginning phases of your business or you're scaling from 6 to 7 figures and beyond, we're here to help. We have women at all levels inside of Align CEO Method. It's varying degrees of women, ages, personality types, geographical locations, everything. The differentiation between the women within our program is incredible. And that's what I love so much about this community. And everybody's businesses are at different stages. And that's what's so cool. When you come to a Q&A, you can hear somebody who's been in business 15 years ask a question, and it could apply to you, the person who's just getting your business up and off the ground. Because at the end of the day, we're all beginners at something new. You're always going to face something new as a business owner. And that's what makes it fun and keeps it exciting, is that it's not predictable. If things were predictable, they'd be boring, and we're not here to live boring lives. I really trust that you'll take what you need from today's episode. And again, if you want to join us at our retreat, mylinepurpose.com/retreat, we are doing an open house /Q&A next Tuesday, April 16th at noon PST. If you want the details on that, then just send us a DM or an email saying retreat, and we'll make sure that we get you on that call so that you can ask any questions or hear what questions other people are asking. And let's get you signed up to the retreat. One last reminder, if you are joining us in Align CEO Method before the end of May, we will include a retreat ticket as part of your registration as a bonus and a thank you to joining our community. All right, that's all for today, everybody. Happy Monday. I hope you're surviving this crazy astrological energy that's happening, the solar eclipse and the new moon and all of it. We'll be back this Thursday with Biz Besties.